A look back. BVA wins VA recognition. Editor's notes. The following was extracted from the front page of the December 1946 BVA Bulletin. The event reported was a milestone action never to be rescinded, with implications nearly 74 years later. BVA remains today the official representative of blinded veterans within and before the Department of Veterans Affairs. Renowned war hero General Omar Bradley, who granted this recognition at the time, was the newly appointed VA administrator less than 2 years after his successful command of the invasion of Normandy. He became the first ever chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff in 1949 and the last ever to become a five-star general. Please note, in a major stylistic difference of the 1940s, exclusive use of possessive pronoun his rather than the more generic their or his, her. The account begins. General Bradley approves. In order that the BVA might be the official representative of the blinded veteran in his appeals and claims, the official recognition of the organization by the Veterans Administration was desired. After a comprehensive investigation, the BVA was allowed to make application for official recognition. Lengthy statements of the purposes, services, and objectives of the BVA were prepared by National Headquarters, as was a special audit of the BVA's finances. On October 21, these statements, along with the application, were submitted directly to General Omar N. Bradley by the Executive Director, after which they were reviewed by the Legal Department of the Veterans Administration and declared in order. Official recognition was granted to the BVA on November 19, 1946, in a special letter from the Administrator of Veterans Affairs. This allows the blinded veteran to have his own organization handle the preparation and presentation of his appeals to the Veterans Administration. The BVA, though numerically smaller, may now claim equal prestige with the great national service organizations of the country. The Veterans Administration has listed only 7 organizations in this class to date. The BVA is the 8th. The contents of the letter from General Bradley to BVA are reproduced below. 2 graphics, one the VA logo at the time, and the other a small logo promoting the purchase of war bonds and stamps, are not included here. The letter is as follows. Veterans Administration, Washington 25, D.C., November 18, 1946. Mr. Lloyd H. Greenwood, Executive Director, Blinded Veterans Association, 80 Warren Street, New York 7, New York. Dear Mr. Greenwood, I am pleased to inform you that I have approved your request for recognition of the Blinded Veterans Association under the provisions of Section 200, Public Number 844, 74th Congress, in the presentation of claims before the Veterans Administration. There are enclosed 6 copies of Form P-21, applications for recognition of accredited representatives of your organization. It is suggested that one of the attached forms be executed by you as Executive Director. You will hereafter be recognized as the proper certifying officer for the Blinded Veterans Association. The appropriate services of the Veterans Administration will be advised of this recognition. Very truly yours, Omar N. Bradley, General, U.S. Army, Administrator. Enclosures.